There are real customers we have and real businesses we work with benefiting from thousands and thousands of those customer actions. And more importantly, we get to watch those customer actions grow over time. Hello and welcome to a very exciting episode of the Google Business Buzz. As always, I'm Ajay and that's...
This is Henry. Welcome to another episode. We've got a action-packed, thrilling edition of The Buzz. This time we're covering the Google Business Profile. This is the most important layer on the Google search engine and, you know, arguably the one that will make a business the most money. But you know, Ajay and I are going to cover all of this here in this impactful and informational episode. Ajay, start us off.
I'm super excited, guys. So Henry just said something super, maybe even controversial. Of all the layers on Google, this is one of the most meaningful ones. Why is that? We're going to start by looking at a high-performing Google business profile. This is from one of our own client set. And what makes this so special is the immense amount of customer actions. Now, Henry, what is a customer action? Could you help define that for GBP?
Absolutely. Well, whenever a user is on the Google map searching for a restaurant, for example, in this case, the Gateway restaurant in California, they are going to search for either the business name, a restaurant near me, etc., right, on that Google map. Whenever they find the business that they want to interact with, they're going to take actions, either a phone call action, a message action, a website visit action, a direction action. And there are other sort of actions such as a menu visit action, a food order action, if your business provides all of these within your Google business profile. Now, the way that users interact depends on how well a Google business profile is structured, right? There are a few different things that Google in their algorithm looks for. And that is what the business owner needs to identify and work towards. There's a few levers that we need to pull on, and that's what we'll cover here, you know, in this beginning feature.
Before we get to the levers, you said something that struck me. You said that these customer actions are super important. Now, obviously, we've covered Google Ads, we've covered local services ads, we've covered all these paid layers of advertising. What makes these customer actions from Google Business Profile that much more special? What makes them unique or different from these calls that I can just pay for and get on on LSA or get on Google Ads?
Sure. The main difference is that this is not advertising. This is organic marketing. You can't pay Google for the top spots on Google Maps. Very similar to the old school website organic ranking underneath the map, you'll find 10 and now infinite scroll will show you infinite results, but they are ranked based on relevance of the query and based on how well the website functions. That's very similar to that. That's the old school organic ranking. You can't pay for it. There is more than 200 known factors for that. And similar to that, there are 3 known factors for local organic. That means on the map, on the Google map. These are relevance, distance, and prominence, right? These are the 3 factors that Google has made public for business owners to understand and to leverage so that they can achieve those top spots organically without paying. And over time, that is where most of the Google users are actually conducting business.
Okay, so relevance, distance, prominence. Can you explain what prominence is? Because that is one that I've seen misinterpreted sometimes when I talk about this, and it's a little bit unclear. So help.
Right. Yeah. Prominence is kind of a bucket, a catch-all type factor for Google. So mainly Google wants to give their users the best possible experience. Anybody using a Google product, they want them to be happy with it so they come back for more. And that's how they maintain their dominance, right? So within prominence, what they're trying to do, within relevance, distance, and prominence, really, what they're trying to do is mimic or reflect the real world within the digital world, right? So they've instituted strict guidelines as far as how to create a Google business profile, how to name a Google business profile, the distance settings of a Google business profile if it's a service area business. And they do this because they want to make sure that their map and what they're reflecting online is actually on offline as well, in real life, how they say nowadays, IRL. The prominence is this feature. So let's think about a museum or a landmark, right? That has prominence because of its being well known and its history, right? You don't have to do SEO per se to get your museum to top spots. The Museum of Natural History is going to be one of the first museums that you find if you do a Google search in New York City for museums, right? Because of its history and its prominence, right? Its real life prominence, and that reflects offline.
Thank you for that information, man. So now, if I'm a business owner listening to this, I now know that relevance, distance, and prominence are the GBP ranking factors to help me get more of these free customer actions. So I guess where I would naturally go to from that is how can I, as a business owner, utilize that information? Meaning what are ways that our audience should know to take care of their relevance, distance, and it sounds like particularly prominence to kind of do well in this world. What are some tips we can throw out to make that come
Oh, yeah.
alive?
Love that question. So, relevance is all about the business profile and making sure that your business profile is filled out to the T. All of the different structured fields need to be filled out, whether you do or you don't provide the attribute. They will give you the option and you need to fill it out as a business owner. That will give Google authoritative information, trustworthy information that they're going to use within that relevance factor, right? How relevant is the business to that search query that that end user, the target audience, is conducting, right? That's how we got to think about relevance. Distance is about where that end user is. Right. Google is always going to prioritize the area around the end user that is conducting the search. The person online that's doing a flat tire repair near me, they're going to be shown businesses that are around their area, not businesses that are 15, 30, 2 hours away, because they want to give the user, Google wants to give their user convenient, authoritative, trustworthy results. So they're not going to prefer businesses that are far away. They're going to prefer businesses that are in the area. But then there's prominence. And like I was explaining, it's a catch-all for landmarks, things that already have prominence offline. You really don't have to do much. They have their prominence. But for businesses, the way to get prominence is by making sure that Googlebot indexes your business the same way, the same name, address, phone number, website, category, services, photos, etc., across the board on all of the different local publishers, the local directories. These are Yelps, Yellow Pages, Better Business Bureaus, Chamber of Commerce. Once all of those different directories are filled out with the same information, Googlebot is going to visit them and make sure to tie together all of those different structured fields. And if they see that everything is the same, it's going to give our Google business profile, the business profile, a boost, a prominence boost. Then there's the website, right? The website is basically the truth and the source of the truth for Google, because after they go throughout all of those different websites, they're going to want to cross-reference that same content, the same information, the business address, services, categories, all of that, photos on the site. And when they do cross-reference that on the site and they tie all the knots together, that's when Google gives more prominence points.
Thank you. So it sounds like, just as me being less, obviously less experienced with GBP than you hearing this, the two pieces that may be harder for your average small business person to take care of themselves are the directories. You mentioned name, address, phone number, NAP. Those sound like they can be a little bit complicated, as well as making sure your website is good. So I think those two pieces, in my experience at least, are ones that people don't really think are as connected or important for the GBP's performance as they really are. But we know, obviously, as professionals, that the directories and the website are huge parts of it, and not to neglect those. So, to all of those listening out there, if you are undergoing GBP management, I'll say that in quotes with, a partner, I want you to ask them, hey, how are my directories doing? Can you show me that? And also, how is my website relating to this? So those two pieces are ones we don't want to miss. Now, there's also reviews, Henry. You mentioned reviews, and I know that small businesses and reviews can never be left out of the same conversation today. What are new and clever ways of going about review management to help with this age-old problem? How are we getting those reviews flowing in 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, reviews are also part of the prominence factor on Google Business Profile. So another way to get better ranking on Local Map for your GBP is to get more reviews and positive reviews. The more positive reviews that get you get, your rating is going to get better, and Google's going to see that. Consistency, recency of reviews, they're seeing that. They're going to give preferential treatment to businesses that are consistently getting new and positive reviews. Why is that, Ajay?
Well, that is because Google wants to see that the business is engaging and continuing to curate an excellent and outstanding user experience. They're not interested in the business that just has 1,000 people who have said great things a year ago. The Google is interested in verifying that your business to our audience and listeners is continuing to provide that experience. So it's not about quantity as much as it is about consistency in terms of the reviews and the algorithm.
Bingo, you said it. And you said something very important too, user experience. They're trying to give that user the best possible experience. And what better way than to get actual user-generated content from people that have used that business in the past? And that's what they're going to serve up to potential, clients of Google Business Profile. Now, we know the Google search is changing and the SERP itself is changing, right? So reviews still count very much and they're still very important. And we know very many, there are very many different ways of shopping online. Some people click on the first thing that they see, some people scroll and do research. But we have to mention the inclusion of local services ads, which is the paid layer that you are so familiar with, Jay. And how do reviews impact that layer, right? And how specifically Google Business Profile reviews impact that layer?
Reviews are huge to the local services ads layer. So for those listening, if you go plumber near me, and you see those Google guaranteed ads at the top, that's LSA. And reviews are an important ranking factor. So that's part of what determines, whether I'm ranking number one, whether I'm ranking number three, number seven, so on and so forth. Reviews, radius, responsiveness, and the bid. Now, in terms of how they're connected, there's a connection here that I think a lot of people misunderstand. Obviously, we're talking about Google Business Profile, the maps, the organic marketing, and now we've also entered LSA. paid advertising into the conversation. Both of them need reviews, and you can get reviews to either platform. So there's a GBP review link and there's an LSA review link. But what I think, Henry, that a lot of my clients misunderstand, and I frequently catch mistakes on, is that there is an integration, a sync, a way to tie GBP to an LSA together. So if I have 100 reviews on GBP, and if I do that sync, now I get those 100 GBP reviews also benefiting me algorithmically on LSA. But what people misunderstand is that that's a one-way street. And this is huge. That means that even if we do the sync, everyone, the reviews can only come, think of a one-way street. We're only flowing in one direction. They can only come from GBP to LSA. They can never come the other way around as of today, February 2024. You can never have your reviews on LSA benefit GBP. And so therefore, you know, what we really land on is, if you're a busy business owner and you're trying to figure out, hey, does it make sense for me to get reviews on local services ads? Does it make sense for me to get reviews on Google Business Profile? I would consider you to think very carefully on that question, and remember that, you know, your reviews will only flow from Google Business Profile to local services ads, never the other way around.
That's super important. So if we, in your estimation, we should only focus the majority of the time on Google Business Profile, so that it's the one-way street analogy works.
I would say definitely focus on Google Business Profile. So local services ads obviously also has like these trusted reviews, the Google verified reviews. I'm never going to say that additional trust factors are bad, but as a, you know, in real life, time is limited. And if you're limited on time, and we all know that, you know, reviews can be time consuming to follow up with those customers, integrated in the process. And so if you're going to make sure you get them in one place, if your time is limited, I would say to focus acquiring them to GBP for sure. And that's because we know those reviews are going to benefit us.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's an important thing to consider now, that reviews are being integrated into an advertising layer. So this has never been done before, at least in Google. Google Ads doesn't show reviews, doesn't allow users to leave reviews. It's not review dependent at all. Now, Google Local Services Ads is integrating a user-generated content factor to their ranking, which is, it's important, because we have to understand that Google's not just thinking about money in this case. They're actually thinking about their end user. And, you know, like I say all the time, they'd rather, not make money off of a business that isn't doing things right, then give that end user a bad result. And that's how they've gotten to where they are right now. So in the same vein, and seeing how Google is changing, right, we're seeing that AI is also being integrated into the Google search. And they're making a point to use the GBP reviews to show local searches within the SGE, the search generative experience. They also make it a point to show directories like Yelp, like Yellow Pages, like MapQuest, things like that used to be very popular, that lost a lot of traffic because of Google itself, but never lost the indexing factor, that Google never lost sight of them. You know, they kept on keeping them in the rotation to make sure that, you know, if someday they get popularity, they regain popularity, they're back in the mix, and they have never left.
Henry, for our listeners and our viewers who are familiar with Google Business Profile, who've been using it for a while now, how is AI changing that platform specifically? Like, what are things that they should look out for? And I know we've covered how to use AI to their benefit for feeding Google Business Profile, but in what ways does it show up today, 2024, on GBP?
Well, through the back end, if you're managing a Google Business Profile, there is now an area that allows you to AI generate a business description. So if you have like just a sentence or two, it'll take that in combination with all of the other structured data that you have on the GBP, and it'll It'll whip up something very, very nice, something well written. That's the first integration that I've seen of AI within the GBP platform itself. They have now released AI within Google Maps. So that's something interesting that I don't have access to because I don't have Android. I'm on Apple. I'm sure that's going to happen soon, though. I'm sure it's going to be released to all platforms soon enough. And if search generative experience is any indicator, it's just, it's going to improve the way that people interact with search. It's going to be easier. You're not going to have to do as much double search or, it like look up secondary things because this didn't happen to give you exactly what you were looking for. AI kind of understands what you mean and will give you exactly what you want.
Oh man, so we've got AI now in the GBP backend, it sounds like, helping you do cool things like write descriptions. You've got obviously search generative experience, Google's new look at search, which is all AI infused coming up. So you're seeing a lot of change. You've seen change with the name from Google My Business to now Google Business Profile. You're also seeing all these different technologies slightly change things. What else is changing in terms of customers and businesses getting up on GBP today? If I want to create a maps listing, what are things that I have to look out for and things that may give me a headache that I may want a professional for?
Well, we kind of covered it in the beginning. Google's guidelines have become a lot more strict. 10 years ago, even 5, you could easily get a Google Business Profile up only using a UPS store address. Easy. Nowadays, that's impossible. And if you have an existing location at a UPS store, that's not that UPS store. It is vulnerable to being suspended. That's part of how Google is evolving. Google doesn't want businesses that are illegitimate. If you're trying to create a new Google business profile, it's best that you have actual business documentation on hand. You're able to show your location, your office, tools, and do a video verification. That has become the most common way of verifying a Google business profile. It used to be a postcard. You used to be able to just send a postcard to wherever you're located, and bam, Google business profile is up and running. Not anymore. That's the rarest form of verification. Well, maybe not. Instant verification is the rarest form of verification, but it's become so rare that at OMG National, we guide our clients through the video verification. We even teach them how to set their mobile device because things like high resolution will make the video upload process much di more difficult and possibly impossible, excuse my redundancy, but that's what can happen. So the process has definitely become more difficult, but I don't necessarily disagree because we need to give users real results, not just fake businesses that are, selling leads to actual service providers because they know how to, game the system per se. So I'm for it.
I think I am too, man. It sounds like things have gotten definitely more cumbersome, and navigating that, as always, will be made help easier with the help of trusted professionals. So with that, Henry, it sounds like we're reaching an end here. So if I had to wrap up everything that we've learned, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we've learned that Google Business Profile is leads over time. This is lead gen. It just doesn't happen rapidly. It takes time, and it takes curating those factors of relevance, distance, prominence with a strategy. Now, you can think of paid advertising, Google Ads, local services ads as playing checkers. You're paying for those leads and you get those leads, and that's great. But Google Business Profile, doing that right is really playing chess. You're looking after yourself in the long term. And like that example we showed at the top of the podcast, there are real customers we have and real businesses we work with benefiting from thousands and thousands of those customer actions. And more importantly, we get to watch those customer actions grow over time. So Google Business Profiles is always has been and likely always will be a key component of any real marketing strategy. It's being changed by AI. There are cool new ways that AI is being integrated in the back to write descriptions and do things of that nature. With all the new features that Henry talked about, all the verification processes changing and getting a little bit more cumbersome. And so we'll continue to keep an eye on that. And as always, report any changes we see.
Thank you guys for joining us. This has been Henry and Ajay and another Google Business Buzz podcast. Remember to like, subscribe, and share. See you on the trails.
See you.